Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As I sit here before the Bible, knowing that God desires to teach us from His Word, I'm just humbled. Pray that you are too. When we realize that the God of the universe, the sovereign one who decides what will and will not happen, has decided that we could read His Word, His love letter to us, the Bible, and to know that He is so for us that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross in our place for our sins. And if we'll just trust and believe in Him as our Savior and Lord, He'll forgive our sins and grant us everlasting life. It's with such joy that we can come to Him and decide, you know what, God, we want to hear from You today. And so that's why we pray. We want God to teach us His Word. And so if you will, pray with me as we begin. Heavenly Father, we do just honor You. We give You thanks and praise. We are truly humbled today as we know that You have Your words to give to us and that Your Spirit will teach us. You promised that the Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth and that we'd receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us and that we'd be Your witnesses in this world. So today, Lord, we invite You to do Your work in and through us as we study Your Word today. We give You thanks for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Commanded to be Baptized, taken from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 48. The physician Luke wrote, while Peter told Cornelius and the people in his home about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And in chapter 10 and verse 48 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Where we read, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. The verse begins, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Luke began with the words, and he commanded them, which means, and he, Peter, ordered and appointed Cornelius and the people in his home to be baptized or to be immersed, submerged, and dipped in water to be cleansed in the name of the Lord, which means within the name and everything which the name covers, including the thoughts or feelings which are aroused in the mind by mentioning, hearing, and remembering, which belongs to the one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has power of deciding, master, and the title given to God the Messiah. Luke shared how Peter ordered Cornelius and the people in his home to be baptized in water after he saw they were filled with God's Holy Spirit. The verse goes on to say, then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Luke continued with the words, then prayed they him, which means at that time Cornelius and the people in his home requested, asked, begged, and beseeched Peter to tarry certain days or to stay, remain, continue, and abide with them for some time. Luke shared how Cornelius and the people within his home asked Peter to remain with them for a while. When we meditate upon Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Peter ordered Cornelius and the people in his home to be baptized in water. Because they had received the Holy Spirit of God, Peter knew these people were believers in Jesus, and by being baptized, they would demonstrate outwardly the work of salvation that God performed within them. God had spread His gospel to the Gentile people, and now they were accepted in the faith, even as the Jewish people before them. This experience caused Cornelius and the people in his home to ask Peter to stay with them for a while. And we can imagine how wonderful and life-changing this event was in all their lives. God loves people, and His desire is to have a personal relationship with everyone through His Son, Jesus. When they receive Him as their personal Savior and Lord, He will forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life. Let all who read and hear these words submit themselves to Jesus. Ask Him to forgive their sins and be baptized to demonstrate to others their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Next time, we begin a new chapter. And see, Luke share how the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.